Not Really Skydiving by Jill Bodonsky from Amuse's Daydream. Alice Walker said, if you fall in love with the imagination, you understand that it is a free spirit. It will go anywhere, and it can do anything. If I can go anywhere and do anything, today I would like to parachute without risking death. I'll imagine I'm falling through the blue, though I'm lying on the ground. So I don't need to take out life insurance or muster up courage to step out of a plane or wear an unflattering helmet. I can skate on clouds, have a conversation with a hawk about the habits of rabbits, and remove the occasional piece of cumulus nimbus from my teeth. As I fall, I sketch the city park below with no sketchbook. Instead, I use broad strokes with both arms and legs. I depict the sound of foghorns by making a fluid waving motion with my limbs. I cartwheel through the blue, showing winter turning to spring. I sweep my arms and legs wide open to express something that, as the viewer, you will need to figure out yourself. I imagine a cool breeze of swift air rushing over my face as I fall. I surrender to the breeze, anxieties about the world. Feel free to do that yourself. Surrender some anxieties. I let go of worries about where I will land as I grow old and the daily tangle I get caught in. You have to concentrate on the moment when you're skydiving. It's hard to think about regrets, bad news, or the confounding nature of budgeting. Clutter, typos. This moment is filled with the grandeur and the grace of soaring and sketching. It goes by fast when you're falling. My parachute unfolds just in time. I prepare myself to land under the same banyan tree I just happened to be under. Lightly landing on the softness of my towel, laying on the grass in the cool of the shade. Amidst the sound of mockingbirds and robins, touching down without touching a branch, my aim is perfect. My aim is never to skydive in reality, because that's just not who I am, but to skydive through a podcast. And like Alice Walker said, let my imagination take a break from the logistics of reality. And it's available wherever you can daydream. And by the way, daydreaming is a good habit for your creativity. So go ahead, put your phone away, and daydream. Mm-hmm.